This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Astronauts Sunita Williams and Butch Wilmore of NASA have returned to Earth early this morning aboard a SpaceX Crew Dragon spacecraft. Their SpaceX capsule parachuted into the Gulf of Mexico. Splashdown occurred off the coast of Tallahassee in the Florida Panhandle, bringing to an end the nine-month ordeal of the two astronauts.
And splashdown. Crew 9 back on Earth.
And SpaceX Freedom, splashdown. Good main release.
Copy, splashdown. Nick, Alex, Butch, Sunny, on behalf of SpaceX, welcome home.
The NASA astronauts Sunita Williams and Butch Wilmore have embarked on a 45-day rehabilitation program to help them adapt to Earth's gravity after spending 9 months in space. Following their extended stay aboard the International Space Station, ISS, the astronauts will now undergo physical reconditioning to counteract the effects of prolonged weightlessness. Prolonged exposure to microgravity presents unique challenges to the human body, including reduced aerobic capacity, muscle strength, endurance, balance, coordination, bone density, and neurovestibular function. To counteract these effects, the astronauts' strength, conditioning, and rehabilitation ASCR specialists have developed a structured reconditioning program aimed at restoring the astronauts' physical health. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh congratulated NASA's Crew 9, including India's Sunita Williams, on their safe return to Earth. In a social media post, the Defense Minister said the crew, comprising of India's daughter, Sunita Williams, and other astronauts, have rewritten the history of human endurance and perseverance in space. He praised their dedication and called it a proud moment for space exploration. Minister of Railways Ashwini Vaishnav has reaffirmed the government's commitment to making Indian railways a modern, efficient and environmentally sustainable transport system. He said Indian Railways is in good financial condition and the government is working to further improve it. Mr. Vaishnav stated this while replying to the discussion in the Lok Sabha on the working of the Ministry of Railways yesterday. He also said Indian Railways has provided 5 lakh jobs in the last 10 years and the recruitment process is underway for over 1 lakh jobs.
जो 50-60 साल में नहीं हो पाया रिक्रूटमेंट के लिए एनुअल कैलेंडर वो 2024 में स्टार्ट हुआ. हर क्वार्टर में एक सिस्टमेटिक तरीके से किस किस कैटेगरी की वैकेंसीज निकलेंगी, वो वैकेंसीज निकल रही है और बहुत ही स्मूथली एग्जाम हो रहा है. 10 वर्षों में 5 लाख से अधिक लोगों को रेलवे ने रोजगार दिया है और ऑन गोइंग 1 लाख लोगों का रिक्रूटमेंट का प्रोसेस चल रहा है.
News just in. In Jammu and Kashmir, the National Investigation Agency, NIA, is conducting raids at multiple locations across Jammu today as part of an investigation into cases related to terror funding. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today extended his greetings to Central Reserve Police Force, CRPF personnel, on CRPF Day 2025. In a social media post, the minister said that this day marks the occasion when the force was honoured with the president's colour in 1950. He said that its valour and sacrifice have continued to inspire generations of patriots. Mr. Shah also extended salutations to the warriors who laid down their lives for the nation. Russian President Vladimir Putin has agreed to temporarily halt attacks on energy and infrastructure targets in Ukraine after a lengthy telephone call with US President Donald Trump yesterday. The White House and Kremlin both have confirmed this. The White House said the highly anticipated phone call between the two presidents began as the Trump administration looks to persuade the Russian leader to sign off on a 30-day ceasefire proposal with Ukraine as a possible pathway to end the war. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has confirmed resuming combat in full force against Hamas in the Gaza Strip. His comments came after the launch of massive airstrikes that killed more than 400 Palestinians in Gaza. Halo India Paragames 2025 has launched its anthem, mascot and logo in the presence of Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports, Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya, in New Delhi. And that is the end of this news bulletin.